United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan is in Durban, South Africa. Tomorrow, he will officially open the UN Conference Against Racism. The meeting comes just as modern genetics is shedding new light on the ways people differ from each other. Human beings around the world do have different genetic ancestries. New businesses are emerging to identify and capitalize on these genetic variations. Even so, this research tells us that race is rooted in culture, not in our genes. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
To understand the story of genes and race, it's helpful to consider it from three perspectives. Ken Kidd and colleagues at Yale University have taken the long view, studying DNA samples from Mayans and Mbutis to Cambodians and Cheyenne. With this sampling of DNA from around the world, Kidd has found what you'd well expect, that there are detectable differences between people of various ancestries.
Most of the common differences are present all around the world, but their frequencies differ.
There is no gene unique to one race or another, no set of traits that define a race or an ethnic group. Kidd thinks of human genes like a spectrum, a rainbow.
We still see differences between blue and red and yellow, but where does yellow end and orange begin? And where does orange end and red begin? It is a continuum. It doesn't mean there aren't some differences.
A few years ago, a junior researcher in Kidd's lab decided that it could be fruitful, profitable even, to look at those genetic differences from a second perspective, in vastly greater detail. He left to found Genescence Pharmaceuticals, a company that has undertaken the largest effort in the world to catalog genetic variation. If you want to understand genes and race, this is a good place to look.
We actually can go in here. This is the tissue culture lab where the whole process starts.
Morella Polstaniku is curator of this extraordinary collection at the company in New Haven, Connecticut.
This is one of the four freezers that we have, and it's very cold in there.
A cloud of vapor wafts out of the freezer, which is filled with liquid nitrogen. Polstaniku slides out a metal tray filled with boxes, which in turn contain glass ampoules.
And each ampoule represents a person's cell line. And these are white blood cells, lymphocytes, and there's the ampoule.
And how many are in this freezer?
Close to 500 cell lines in here.
And how many freezer?
Boxes. Four. So, do the math.
In all, approaching 2,000 DNA samples. They were deliberately collected from a wide variety of people, whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians. Gilberto Ruano, Genescence's chief executive and Ken Kidd's former student, sees this collection as the first step toward identifying what makes each person unique.
To begin with, we said, well, we clearly have different peoples in this planet. Why not take a first pass, a first attempt at cataloging that variation?
The idea is to sift through this vast amount of genetic information and identify those few differences that explain, for example, why some people respond well to a particular drug while others do poorly or even suffer a serious side effect.
It's not just a curiosity of evolution. It now has impact on healthcare, and that's what the company has been created to harvest.
Ruano's company took great pains to sample a broad cross-section of human beings, but here's the important lesson. He doesn't expect to find meaningful differences lumped together by race or skin color. He may find a trait that explains why some people respond well to, say, a cholesterol-lowering drug, but that trait will almost certainly be found in people of all races and ethnicities, white, black, Asian, Native American. Ruano expects eventually he'll develop a genetic map that completely transcends our labels of race.
And so we believe it should be possible to abolish the concept of race. I would love to be able to start thinking about genomic cohorts, about genomic peer groups that share a given set of markers that are useful, in our case, for healthcare, and utilize that as a new vista on the ancestry of people.
And this brings us to our third and final perspective on genes and race, one that not only covers the globe, but goes back in time. Robots at Genescence prepare 40,000 DNA samples a day to go through one of the world's largest collections of privately owned DNA reading machines. the machines compare 96 samples at a time, looking for differences. Vince Schultz says one of those samples, run for comparison, is always from a chimpanzee.
In most cases, you couldn't tell the difference between a human and a chimpanzee. This particular trace, out of 500 bases, there's no differences.
Kind of makes you think about humans and chimpanzees a little bit differently, I guess.
It kind of does. You know, basically, we're pretty much the same thing, just a few key differences.
Humans and chimps are 99% identical at the DNA level. Differences between one person and another are even smaller. Humans are 99.9% identical to one another. Mary Claire King at the University of Washington says these genetic patterns are a result of human evolution.
This makes perfect sense if you think about our history as a species.
King says chimps and humans started down different evolutionary paths about 5 million years ago. In those 5 million years, the unique set of human traits did evolve. But more than 90% of distinctly human evolution took place when all human beings lived in Africa.
So most of the variation that people have derives from that time, simply because there was more time for it to evolve.
That means we all share the fundamental traits that make us human. Traits that differ between races are relatively rare and recent. King says they were all driven by the environments where people landed. For example, light skin was highly advantageous to people who moved north out of the tropics because people with lighter skin were able to soak up more sunlight to make vitamin D in their skin. The traits associated with races are essentially skin deep.
What you see is what you get. They bear on exactly what you see. They bear on skin color, they bear on hair structure, on eye color, on freckles or the absence thereof. They bear on all the superficial traits that anybody who's sensitized to these issues can name. At the level of evolutionary biology, this is really simple.
It's simple to Mary Claire King and to Gilberto Ruano and to Ken Kidd. All three come to the same conclusion. Race doesn't flow from our genes, it's a historical construct. And they agree those historical circumstances, the sparks of racism, are much more profound than the subtle genetic variation found in people around the world. Richard Harris, NPR News.